Hi, everyone. I'm Cheryl Butler, and you're listening to the Mighty Mommy's Quick and Dirty Tips podcast, which will help make your life as a parent a little bit easier and a lot more fun. Welcome. Today's episode is number 580. I'm bored. 9 boredom busters for any age group. Because when it comes to frustrating things kids say, I'm bored is the undisputed champ. Today, I'll offer 9 age-appropriate ways to rise to the challenge when your kids complain that there's nothing fun to do. It doesn't seem to matter how many toys, games, electronics, and pieces of outdoor play equipment a child has access to. They still complain about having nothing exciting to keep them occupied. And if they're cooped up for an extended period due to illness, unexpected school cancellations, or stretches of poor weather, you're probably ready to run and hide. Despite living in the 21st century, where they have cutting-edge technology and a virtual 3-ring circus at their fingertips, countless kids find themselves bored. Here are a variety of boredom busters grouped by age that will help you keep your kids busy and content. But first, for a quick tip, it's great to have an arsenal of creative recommendations ready to go when your child launches into his "I'm bored" saga. Still, experts agree that boredom can also be beneficial. If you feel guilty that you're not providing enough fun for your kids, my episode, 4 Great Reasons Boredom Can Benefit Your Child, shares important ways boredom can be a plus. So here are some boredom busters for our preschoolers. Preschoolers are curious explorers. They love to study their surroundings and can stay entertained for hours when allowed to investigate new territory. These ideas will keep them busy and foster their curiosity. So you can create some rain gutter fun. Head on over to your local building supply store and pick up a 5 to 7 foot piece of rain gutter. Not only do gutters protect your rooftop, but they also make great racetracks for spirited preschoolers. You can start with a soap boat race. You'll need a length of rain gutter, soap bars, toothpicks, colorful cardstock paper, and a hose and water. Cut some small rectangles out of cardstock and glue or tape them to a toothpick to make a sail. Then insert the toothpick sail into the bar of soap. Prop the rain gutter against something to make a slight downward slope. Place the hose at the top and turn the water on. Now, watch how fast the soap boats rush down the water slide. 2 or more kids can race their boats for fun prizes like a toy car, some soap bubbles, or sidewalk chalk. Just an important note, be sure the gutter length is made of vinyl or some other material without sharp edges. You can also build a toy car racetrack with rain gutter. Rain gutters are also perfect for racing Hot Wheels and Matchbox cars. Set them up by propping them up on the sofa, the stairs, or at the end of a bed. Anything to give them a little incline. Or place the 2 tracks together and make 1 massive racetrack. This speedy fun will keep them entertained for hours. Another fun project for your bored preschooler is to do a craft stained glass art with bottle lids. Preschoolers love great art projects. A good friend of mine is a preschool teacher, and she found a cool stained glass technique on the Happy Hooligans Art Craft Play website, and this has become a classroom favorite in her group. It's super easy and yields stunning results. What you'll need is some Crayola washable kids paint, some wax paper, cardstock so that you can frame your painting, and some bottle and jar lids. Different sizes make it more interesting, and a paintbrush. And I have a quick tip to offer you. For easy cleanup, place a large disposable tablecloth under your child's work area. Anything that spills or splatters can be cleaned up in seconds. You simply throw away the tablecloth when your little Picasso has finished his masterpiece. Give each child a section of wax paper and then let them splat thick dots of different colors of paint all over the paper. Next, have them take the lids and twist and press into the paint to create colorful swirls that have a stained glass look when they dry. Frame the stained glass art with a cardstock and hang it in a window for a dramatic showpiece that your child will be proud to display for weeks to come. You can also design a toddler toolbox. I love having a best friend who's a pre-K teacher because she keeps me tuned into the enthralling world of early learning. Pretend play is high on her list, especially when it incorporates real-life scenarios. A child's toolbox made with actual items that adults use around the house is one of her favorite recommendations for creative exploration. Assemble an assortment of toddler-friendly tools in a plastic carry-all. The dollar store will have lots of options, so your little guy or gal can become familiar with helpful objects that they'll likely use later on in life. Suggestions include a real tape measure. This helps toddlers to explore the concept of size. Paintbrush. A small bucket with water and a handyman's paintbrush allows for plenty of pretend painting. A rubber mallet. This can help grind breadcrumbs, hammer pretend nails, pound Play-Doh. A flashlight. There's so much to discover under the sofa, behind their bed, in the toy bin. Masking or painter's tape. You can create maps, roadways, find ways to keep things stuck together. A magnifying glass. Hey, everything looks cool under a lens. And a funnel. They can practice pouring sugar or liquids into smaller openings or watch sand fill up in a glass jar. Your toddler will spend hours helping and exploring with his handy-dandy toolbox, and he might develop some future fix-it skills in the process. Moving on to elementary-age kids. Kids in elementary school can handle projects that require little or no supervision, which fosters independence. Here are just a few ways to keep them busy on their own. First, let them connect with feathered friends. Sometimes you needn't look any further than your backyard to create some natural, inexpensive, and stimulating entertainment. Birds are fascinating. We're often so caught up in our hectic lifestyles that we don't take notice of the variety of feathered friends right around us. Birding offers a little something for everyone, and it's a super opportunity for kids to gain a better understanding of what makes birds unique and special. Check out this informative video with birdwatching tips to help you kids get started. You can find this on my Mighty Mommy page at www.quickanddirtytips.com/mighty-mommy, and this is episode number 580, I'm Bored. 9 boredom busters for any age group. And don't stop there. One of the best ways to observe beautiful birds is to build them a bird feeder. There are dozens of practical and creative bird feeder projects that kids can make with little or no supervision. I have a fun bird feeder tutorial to get you started, so when you're on my page checking out the bird watching tips, be sure and check this out too. I guarantee both you and your kids are going to have a ball with this. Another thing that's super fun is painting rocks. Smooth, flat rocks are a terrific canvas to let your child's creative juices flow. Your child can let her imagination soar with color, design, and sparkle. Provide items like googly eyes, feathers, pom-poms, or glitter that your child can glue on after their rock is painted and dry. And older kids, they can paint messages of inspiration and leave them in random spots throughout their neighborhood and community for others to find and read. If you want to make sure to preserve your child's creations, finish them off with a child-safe spray sealant. And here's a quick tip. Rock painting is so much fun for older kids and adults, too. So why not plan a little home rock painting party for the whole family? Next, plan some special outings and goals. Having special outings to look forward to helps us break up the monotony of our routines and everyday lives. Kids need this as much as adults do. whether it's a date with grandma for shopping and lunch, or finally being allowed to get her ears pierced. Noting these plans on a calendar, that makes it real and more exciting. So let your child pick a calendar or a planner of his own so he can begin writing down important dates and exciting upcoming events to keep track of them. This is both motivating and will help keep him organized and on task. It's also an excellent tool to begin logging goals and deadlines. It's not quite as easy to be bored when you're busy anticipating the neat things that lie ahead. And now we're on to Boredom Busters for tweens and teens. The tween-teen years are a bit easier to navigate when it comes to boredom. Most stay busy by connecting with their smartphones or other electronic devices. But even that gets old when you can't participate in the usual school and social activities. So here are some suggestions to fill empty time as well as prepare for the future. First, let them learn a life skill. Hey, as the mom of 8 kids, I've always been hugely outnumbered and never had enough hours in the day to complete my ever-growing to-do list. Because of that, I had to divide and conquer in many areas of daily life to stay sane and ensure we ate more than cold cereal for dinner. One of my survival mechanisms was teaching my kids life skills that not only helped keep our household running smoothly, but benefited them as well. Learning how to do laundry, a massive win for all, how to prepare meals and safely use the stove, and master the basics of first aid were part of my kids' early upbringing. When your teen or tween has free time on his hands, take advantage of it. Start with some basics like sorting laundry, plunging a toilet, or cleaning the bathroom. Eventually introduce more advanced skills like essential car maintenance, cooking basic recipes, and using a debit card responsibly. Another fun way for your teen to spend some time is to strengthen brain muscles. Just as our body needs a physical workout to stay healthy, our brain needs mental workouts. One way to strengthen our brain is to play brain games. Brain games are activities that stimulate your thinking. That includes puzzles like crosswords and Sudoku, but also traditional games like chess and Scrabble. It also includes creative outlets like painting, playing an instrument, or learning a foreign language. Surely your young adult doesn't want his brain to be bored, so stay alert with brain teasers, puzzles, and other challenging games. There are dozens of apps available, as well as puzzle books and online brain games. And there's an interesting collection from Sharp Brains, which has a variety of thought-provoking exercises and games to keep you sharp and engaged. And you'll find that on my page, which is episode number 580. Oh, and you know what? They're not the least bit boring. And finally, giving back. One of the most significant ways to get out of a personal slump is to stop focusing on yourself and spend time, effort, and energy helping others. Teens are at the perfect age to spend their free time giving back, whether they know it or not. And with access to the internet, it's easier than ever to match individual interests with opportunities right in the community. In addition to volunteer choices in your community, I have several other resources listed on my page for this episode, and you can check them out with your teen. There's truly something to fit everyone's individual interests. A few of these websites are Peers and Students Taking Action, serve.gov, Volunteen Nation, and volunteermatch.org. How do you manage when your child screams, "Oh, I'm bored"? Join the conversation and share your thoughts in the comments section at quickanddirtytips.com/mighty-mommy. You can also connect with me on the Mighty Mommy Facebook page or Twitter. And please, I'd love it if you email me at mommy@quickanddirtytips.com. Listen and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. As always, thanks so much for listening this week. Check back next week for my episode on amazing ways to celebrate this year's graduates. Because for all our high school and college seniors, they deserve to have recognition despite these trying COVID-19 times. so I'll be sharing some creative ways to honor their successes. So until next time, have a wonderful week and happy parenting.